My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to get more business value out of LinkedIn. So just to paint a little more context into this, I'm really big on LinkedIn right now. I think what Microsoft, I'm just going to give Microsoft the credit because it seems like a lot of this stuff that's been happening afterwards has been Microsoft or all the good stuff that's been happening around LinkedIn has been after the acquisition. So when I look at LinkedIn now, you know, you can see Neil's posting something every day. I'm posting something almost every single day. And the engagement on it is pretty good, right? You know, if you write something really good, you know, your first degree connections will see if it's actually really good. They like it, they share it, they comment on it. Then the second degree connections start to see it and it starts to blow up from there. The good thing about LinkedIn is, you know, people are there to do business with each other. When you add value there, you know, especially looking at all the content that Neil produces, all the content that I produce, it just makes sense to use it because oftentimes I think if you log into LinkedIn now, you're going to see a really engaging post and it's somebody just kind of riffing on something that came to their mind, right? It could just be about, oh, you know, something happened to me today and this is why you need to hire great people, whatever it is. Exactly. Just think about how you can use, you know, if you have a good idea in the morning, you know, spend 5 minutes or so, just write it out on LinkedIn and you'll be surprised at the types of results that you see. In general, what I'm seeing with these text posts is that you should just focus on text. And then there's other things like if you add in a link, you know, engagement might drop. If you add in a picture, engagement's going to drop too, ironically. So that's just one way to get more value out of LinkedIn. And there's a lot more.
Funny enough, Eric was one who told me you should share updates daily on LinkedIn. And then my results were crazy. Like some of mine get like thousands and thousands of likes or shares. I don't know what it's called on LinkedIn. But the big thing is you have to participate, right? So the more engaged you are on LinkedIn, the better off you're going to do. So what we do to participate to drive business from LinkedIn is I put a status update once a day. I take my most popular blog post and I add the first few paragraphs to LinkedIn and I put a click to continue reading link at the end of the first few paragraphs. It drives a ton of traffic back to my site. I share all my blog posts on LinkedIn as well as I share it to groups. I also participate in groups And then my guys also direct message companies that we think will be a great fit as customers using my LinkedIn profile. So combined with all of that, we generate quite a bit of revenue from LinkedIn. And I believe last month we generated more revenue from LinkedIn than we did from Facebook.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of Facebook, Facebook is, you know, a lot of people are using it for advertising. If you look at LinkedIn now, just to give a recap of what we talked about last time, you know, you can submit, let's say you're doing account-based marketing. Well, you know, you can put in all those companies, right, all the company names, and you can put them into a target group on LinkedIn, and you can target those people, right? And you can make a retargeting list of people on your site as well. And you can also take email and upload them as well. So they are ramping things up, you know, and they also are, they're adding kind of autoplay videos now too without sound, and you can just add a transcript to it. So those are rolling out to people, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger. And I can see video advertising becoming a big thing with LinkedIn in the coming months as well. Neil, anything else?
Nope, that's it for mine.
Great. So, I mean, the only other thing that I'll add around LinkedIn is, you know, just I love it also for, there's something I use called Duck Soup and also LinkedIn Helper as well. I think it's called Linked Helper. It allows you to broadcast your first degree connections. That's Linked Helper. Duck Soup allows you to visit a bunch of profiles that you've kind of specified in LinkedIn Recruiter or LinkedIn Sales Navigator. You can just visit these profiles. So if I'm Neil, for example, and say, hey, you know, I'm Neil Patel and I'm looking to hire paid advertising managers. I'm looking to hire salespeople. And he visits a bunch of salespeople. Guess what? Those people are going to visit back. And then Neil can basically, you know, he can add them. And then with Linked Helper, you can set a lot of different automations. So when like people add you, first degree connections, you can send an auto message to them and things like that. So there's a lot of different tools out there. So you have Duck Soup, $15 a month. Linked Helper, I don't know how much it is. I think I forgot. And then if you add in a Recruiter, that's about $119 a month. We pay for that. And then Sales Navigator, I think it's a little less. So a lot of different things you can do with LinkedIn. People are there to do business. And I'm just excited to see that, you know, there's a lot of new stuff that's coming out. So anyway, before we go, we have a 1-year annual subscription of Crazy Egg that we would like to give to you. So Neil, what is Crazy Egg?
Sure. Crazy Egg is a visual analytics tool. It'll show you where people click, where they don't on your site. It'll create mouse movement like videos that you can end up watching to show you where people are getting stuck. It even tells you what form fields and areas on your site are causing your conversions to drop. You can then make changes using Crazy Egg's WYSIWYG editor, and you can run split tests to make sure those changes are maximizing your sales, revenue, and leads.
Great. So if you want to get in on this giveaway, you can actually have multiple entries. So just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway. We're giving away one of these every single week for the next year. So, you know, 52, you know, quantities are limited. So again, singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.